What's poppin', y'all? Y'all already know this, your girl Lady Lou, and this is Music Over Poverty Podcast. And tonight's topic is about toxic relationships, when to leave and when to love again. And if you guys are not following me on Instagram, please do at Lady_Lou. You will see that I posted a video, and it was a gentleman taking a young lady out, and he was paying for everything, and she wasn't really used to that, I guess. That's not something that she has had in a minute. And if you are a single woman, single mother, you know, it's kind of hard finding decent men to date nowadays. And it's kind of hard to not do for self nowadays because there's so many men out here that have this perception that, you know, they have to give in order to get kind of mentality. So anywho, they went on a date and he was paying for things, and she went, like, after the date, she texted him, and she thought he wasn't going to text her back right away, and he did, sort of forth. She just seen that he was a different type of guy that she's used to dating. So, when after I seen that video, I had to ask myself, you know, are we really in a time where we have good man anxiety? Have we been in so many different toxic relationships or around different situations with toxic people that we forgot that they are good men out here today? So after doing a live and getting some, you know, feedback from the public, the conclusion I had come to after doing the live is that we are conditioned into thinking that all men and all women are the same based off of the experiences that we have with people, and the things that we go through and the traumas and the experiences, you know, that we had to get ourselves through at times. It's, you know, some people were talking about, you know, they had domestic violence situations where they, you know, that type of toxic relationship, or it was another type of verbal situation where that situation was toxic. So there were, like, different examples of different toxic relationships. But when it came to, like, speaking about the positive, I got a lot of good feedback from that as well. And even I had to, like, speak on my personal situations. I have went through domestic violence. I've went through, you know, toxic situations. And I still, you know, never gave up on love. I still never gave up on one day finding somebody that was for me, finding somebody that was for themselves, for the people, and just overall wanted something good out of life and wanted to treat a woman good. And what I've realized is that when you come across a man and not a boy, you won't even have to ask for those things. Those things will be a given. He will want to provide you with those things. And this is what I see from girlfriends of mine or friends of friends or just people that I see in general that are in healthy relationships with a man's man. They don't really want for too much, you know, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, because the man knows his role to provide for that. And a lot of the sisters was saying how they craved it. A lot of the brothers was saying how they craved that love and affection from the sisters. And I think it's just kind of like a broken connection between men and women, especially Black men and women, that we are so busy pointing fingers at each other instead of realizing that everybody has these flaws. Everybody has this anxiety of being hurt, of repeating, you know, the same things and going through the same things. And nobody wants to feel that feeling again. Nobody wants to feel left out. Nobody wants to feel abandoned. Nobody wants to feel unloved. You know, so when we're having these conversations, we need to have these conversations with each other. Women need to stop having these conversations with other women. Not saying that it's not healthy to do, but a lot of times when we are having these dialogues and, you know, conversing about these things, we need to do it with each other so that that broken chain between the woman and the man, the Black woman and the Black man, can come together so we can, you know, heal together versus pointing fingers and blaming who's for who. Because as we know in history, hurt people hurt people. And if we continue to point fingers to each other instead of dealing with the actual issue, we're never going to be able to deal with the actual issue of healing, of building better relationships, of showing our children, you know, tools to having a better relationship. And I think that was another thing that I spoke about during the live was that a lot of us come from broken homes and broken situations. So we don't know, or, you know, those things were not in front of us. And that's not all of us. That's just some of us. And even those that came up in a household when their parents were married, you kind of see the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations that even married people go through. We're all human beings at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, we have to reassure ourselves that this is something that we are ready for, and we have also have to trust ourselves and trust our mates and trust that we can do it together versus doing it separately. I don't recommend people breaking up and, you know, moving on to the next and things like that. I'm a fighter. I always like to fight for what I believe in and fight for people that I love. But it has to come to some type of grounds where you are not the only one in the ring fighting. So when you do get into a relationship, you have to be able to identify those things very early on, so you know if this is something that you want to do or not, you know, that you don't want to do, or if this, you know, seems familiar to you and it's something that you don't want to be a part of, or if this is something that you're just afraid of because you're so used to being in toxic situations that you don't realize that you have a good woman or good man in front of you and you're just scared, you know. And a lot of times we sabotage because we don't know, because of the fear that, you know, we're not sure. So, you know, that's just how I feel about, you know, loving again, being in toxic relationships, and, you know, when do you love again, and when do you walk away? You guys let me know how you feel about this topic, and where are you as far as loving again? And if you are in a toxic relationship, when did you realize it, you know, that you had to love yourself enough to leave the situation? And, you know, I feel as though, you know, we need to start, you know, getting spiritually connected, you know, with ourselves and our partners, so we can fully understand the concept of, you know, commitment and loyalty and just being in tune with your partner, you know, so you can understand hurting people is a real thing, you know. It hurts to be in love with somebody and have that person hurt you, and it hurts also to be a person with a big heart and constantly feel like it's getting stepped on. And I don't actually want this to turn into a toxic relationship segment, because this is not. I just wanted to point out some things that actually brings on the anxiety of wanting to love again. This is actually a happy goddamn segment today. And it's about love, and it's about the greater energy of love, because love conquers over all. And I want to just say to all the brothers and the sisters out there that I wish we can just come together to some common ground to really talk about the damage and the trauma we've all been through, so we can all get through it together, so we can start loving each other again. So we can start trusting each other again, so we can, you know, bridge this gap between Black women and Black men, so we can start rebuilding a Black family again. And I know there are a lot of, you know, Black families and relationships that are very healthy and that are very successful, but it is a great number of us that are not, that should, you know, want that and deserve that, and, you know, overall just should bridge that gap. You know, just so we can gain that tone of respect again for each other. And that's just how I feel about it. And, you know, you guys deserve a good relationship. You deserve healthy people in your life. You deserve people that care about you. You deserve people that really love you. And this works for the men and women. And, you know, I feel like everyone deserves it. I deserve it, you know, and we deserve to understand that sometimes we are the toxic people, and, you know, everybody deserves to heal and to love. So that's what y'all getting from y'all girl Lady Lou today on Thursday's topic of loving again. You know, did we give up on our good men? Did we give up on our good woman? You know, where are we today with loving each other? It's your girl Lady Lou. This is Music Over Poverty Podcast. Peace.